Okay, Brother McCone, we can continue with an analysis of the history of ISKCON Sweden and ISKCON in general, but I think it's important to just try and look at it very sober-mindedly and for real and honestly seeking the truth here. When this movement started and was built up, also here in Sweden, there was a lot of enthusiasm. Yes, Krishna consciousness, devotional service, bhakti temples build up, and then book production and so on. Kind of problematic. We just want to spread Prabhupada's movement and make more people come and join, as we said, in other words, becoming devotees. To us, that was kind of equivalent to joining the movement. So in any case, what happened then was that, well, management was needed. All of a sudden, we were sitting there with a large property in New Radhakor, and then another even larger one on Big Squad. And we were like 100 devotees in Sweden, active, full time. Now, we were all in our 20s or early 30s. No one among us had any experience of managing leading organizations. We had to learn it as we went along. Now, some of us, yes, I can say I'm one of them, to some extent at least, learned, because I like to learn from those who know, from people out in society who actually were experts, I mean, who were qualified running organizations. A non-profit organization is special one in itself, because it requires a lot of not just leadership in the corporate sense. Inspirational sense. Hey, we're doing this to serve Krishna together. But none of us was experienced in either of those. So we had to learn by doing. Now the one problem here was that a certain mentality crept in. You could call it the cult mentality, where we thought, because, well, I'm trying to analyze here, so you... tell me if you have another opinion.